The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to list the monarch butterfly as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. They are seeking public input on species-specific protections and flexibilities to encourage conservation. The proposal has received mixed responses. Texas Commissioner of Agriculture Sid Miller criticized it as federal overreach. However, Josette Lewis, Vice President and Chief Scientific Officer for the Almond Board of California, views the listing as an opportunity for growers to demonstrate agriculture's role in fostering biodiversity.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided to list the monarch butterfly as a threatened species, and we also have some potential native bee endangered species listings here in California. So it's an opportunity for growers to show that agriculture is part of the solution to native pollinators.
Monarch Joint Venture Executive Director Wendy Caldwell notes that while the decision marks a significant milestone in conservation, it raises complex regulatory questions due to the monarch's widespread habitat.
And so that's a lot of, I think, what the concern around the back and forth dialogue is around. What does this mean for me and my land? And since monarchs and possible monarch habitat could be really everywhere. So it's just such a complicated topic. That's why the decision, I think, as we're navigating the information that they put out in this proposal, really calls for public comment. And they want to hear from all these different perspectives of how can we help shape a balanced ruling that helps to further monarch conservation without becoming so restrictive that people are not going to participate at all.
The organization encourages public participation during the comment period. I'm Sabrina Halverson.